This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
7:47, Monday, the 27th of June, and you're listening to The Morning Run. We now shift our attention on why perceived inflation differs from official data, because according to the Department of Statistics, Consumer Price Index has increased by 2.8% year on year in May this year, which is the highest rate of inflation since July 2017. But I think we feel the pinch a little bit more than that.
It's true. You know, whenever we put anything out on, when we discuss this, right, we get a whole torrent of WhatsApp saying, I do not believe you. Because as they say, right, food inflation rose to a new high of 5.2%, the highest since November 2011, as 93% of items in this category witnessed increase in prices. Now, among the food items, the subgroup of meat show the highest inflation of 9.5%, while vegetable prices rose by 8.1%. And for the food away from home, rice with side dishes witnessed an 8.3% increase in prices, while roti canai prices rose by 7.8%. Shock horror. As the world sees no end in soaring fuel prices, transport costs has also increased by 3.9%. So while the data and number presented by the government clearly shows a squeeze in our wallet, does rising inflation impact everyone the same?
For some answers, we speak to Zohair Mohamad Rosli. He's a senior researcher at DM Analytics. He recently worked with Malay Mail to formulate the Cek Kia Index to help us understand the varying differences when it comes to inflation. Now, good morning, Zohair. Now, help us understand why for many, the Consumer Price Index, which is only 2.8% for May, seems artificially low and doesn't seem to be a reflection of the current state of inflation.
Morning, Philip C. and Charmin. Thank you for having me this morning. Right. So I think first of all, I need to highlight that the CPI inflation that was published by Dawson. Okay, so the index that we try to graph here is not different from CPI. Okay, it is 100% based on CPI published by Dawson. Okay, so we use the exact same number, 100%. It except that the item is different. Okay, so because the publication from Dawson is quite detailed. Okay, so we use 100% source from Dawson. Okay, but why when we look at the headline inflation, when we look at that figures is quite low, because we need to also acknowledge that the CPI, the headline CPI that was published, covered 800 plus items. Okay, so most of the household, they don't consume 800 plus items. Okay, that's why if you look at, let's say you look at this 800 plus item, okay, so but you are looking at different household. Let's say you do that. Okay, so let's say for household less with income less than 3,000 ringgit, their inflation is only at about 2.9%, okay, like 0.1% higher than the overall CPI. Okay, so what matters most is we need to look at different items that maybe household would buy, most of the household would buy every day or even every month.
So then, with this data, right, can you tell us what does this reveal about the state of Malaysian households? You know, because your research also does show that even within the same income bands, the impact of rising prices are different.
Thank you. So, like I mentioned earlier, what matters most is we look at different items. So we know if we look at different items, let's say, for example, you exclude other maybe. Not most of the household will bought it every month. Okay, for example, furniture. Okay, so not all household will buy refrigerator every month, right? And also chairs, for example. And if we also exclude items such as maintenance for the house. Okay, so not all household renovate their house every month. Okay, so if you look at, if you exclude those items, and for food, maybe you can exclude, for example, cheese or even chocolate. Okay, so if you exclude those items, then you will get a different picture of inflation rate. for the household.
Okay, we hear you. But then what are the solutions to households? I mean, from your Chik Kia index, what can they do if they want to reduce the impact of inflation?
Okay, I think maybe before I jump to that, maybe the better indicator is, you know, we can look at what's left for the household every month. Okay, I think Khazana Research Institute also highlighted that we are looking at B70% of the household cannot survive if there is any sudden shock. You know, even if you look at what's left for their income every month, this we are not looking at inflation. Let's put aside inflation, we look at what's left for their income. We are looking at about maybe 60% of the household. Okay, so this 60% of the household, if there is any sudden shock, let's say they lost their job, or even if there is a sudden increase in food price that they always buy every day, every month, they will live in poverty. Okay, so even if we don't look at these CPI numbers, also we look at what's left from their income every month, they are living in a pretty difficult situation. What can the household do to reduce inflation? I would say nothing. Not much they can do, because they are going to die if they attempt to reduce their inflation. Okay, if you look at the items that we include, okay, so this is all essential, and probably most of the household will buy this. Okay, so when I look at the numbers, the household can survive, okay, only if they live in their house and don't go to work and just eat rice, okay, don't eat anything else. Okay, then only they will survive. Their inflation will be only about 1%. Okay, so can the household do that? Of course, no. Okay, so I don't think there is any room for them to cut anything.
So then what can the government do, since you say the individual has very little power when it comes to reducing inflationary costs on them?
I think two things. I think we all know about this as well. Okay, when it comes to giving to the low-income household, we tend to think too much. We don't have money, etc. But again, I think both of you also know that yesterday, MOF just released their statement on how much they are going to spend on subsidies this year. And they also highlighted that, most of the beneficiaries will be B40 and M40 household, of course. Okay, but of course, most of the beneficiaries will be this B80 households. Okay, but then again, we need to ask how much money you spend to them. From MOF statement yesterday, we know that about 77 billion will be spent on subsidies. Unfortunately, if you look at the items, it's all blanket. Majority is blanket subsidies. And when we try to calculate the figures, actually, out of total 77 billion, 41 billion you spend for the 20% richest household. For the B40 household, you spend only about 12 billion. Of course, for B40 household, 12 billion is a lot. Yeah, but from government perspective, you don't spend more for the rich, which is for example, like 41 billion, and then you spend only 12 billion for the poor. Mm. You know, it is three times lower than that. Again, when we talk about chicken subsidies, yeah, it is estimated about 150 million per month you need to subsidize the chicken. That's like much lower than what you are subsidizing the rich. Now it's about 41 billion. It includes all the item of fuel, etc. So if you use that money, this is just for relative comparison, you use that 41 billion that you spend for the rich, you use that to subsidize chicken, you can actually subsidize chicken for 5 years. So the way we spend that we need to take a look at. Secondly, if you want to give assistance to the poor, do it properly. Don't do things halfway through.
Okay.
But, of course, we like to do that. So we know the 100 ringgit announced by the Prime Minister is one off, and it is for the whole year. Whereas now this household are looking at an inflation of about 65 ringgit per month. 100 ringgit for a year, that will give us about 8 ringgit only per month.
Okay. All right. Thank you for your time. That was Zohe Mohamad Rosli, Senior Researcher at DM Analytics, saying that the Chik Kia Index actually takes its components from the CPI but calculates it differently because every household has different parts, or at least they use different things in the calculation of the index.
Well, to give you an example, tracking April 2021 to 2022, their index was showing an inflation rate of 3.3%. That's about 1.4 times higher than the official headline inflation of 2.3%. But I would even challenge to say that even 3.3% feels low for some people.
For sure. I think this is a conversation that we'll continue to have again and again. But we have a quick message.
Yes, climate change isn't a when or can if. It's here. We might not be able to roll back the damage done, but we might be able to mitigate any further damage by adopting renewable energy sources. Now, since 2013, Fabulous Sunview has been harnessing solar energy to reduce carbon emissions as the leading energy-saving solar panel installation company in Malaysia.
Join us as we speak to the CEO of Fabulous Sunview, Ong Hang Ping, about their journey into sustainability, only on Enterprise tomorrow at 10 a.m. Up next, the 8 a.m. news bulletin, followed by the Breakfast Grill, where Philip C speaks to the global CEO of A&W. Keep it here, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.